From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to America's most listened to late night talk show, Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, very special guest, Robert Temple, Oracles of the Dead, Ancient Techniques for Predicting the Future, and the Serious Mystery, the tribe in West Africa that knew something that I think came from extraterrestrials. What an hour, though, we have in store for you right now. Now, hold on to your hats. Get up to the coasttocoastam.com website. Take a look at the feature article, the new Sasquatch video, if you are lucky enough to get that to work for you, because it worked for me. It is incredible. However, it could also be somebody running around in a Bigfoot suit. You never know. But I want you to take a look at the video. Fast blast me. Take a look at it, the way the creature moves, and let me know what you think. Okay, those of us who pay taxes, listen to this one. The IRS is quietly moving to loosen the privacy of federal income tax returns. What does this all mean? If it succeeds, accountants and other tax return preparers will be able to sell information about your individual returns or even entire returns to marketeers and data brokers. The change is raising alarm among consumer and privacy rights advocates. It was included in a set of proposed rules that the Treasury Department and the IRS published in December 8th in the Federal Register, where the official notice labeled them as not a significant regulatory action. IRS officials portray the changes as house cleaning to update outmoded regulations adopted before it began accepting returns electronically. The proposed rules, which would come and become effective 30 days after a final version is published, would require a tax preparer to obtain written consent from you before selling tax information. But critics call the changes a dangerous breach in personal and financial privacy. They say the requirement for signed consent would prove meaningless for many taxpayers, especially those who are reviewing stacks of documents and just signing away things, especially before the filing deadline. President Bush says American forces will remain in Iraq for years, and it will be up to a future president to decide when to bring them home. But defying critics and plunging polls, he declared, "I'm optimistic we'll succeed. If not, I'd pull our troops out." The president rejected calls for the resignation of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, chief architect of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, saying, listen, every war plan looks good on paper until you meet the enemy. He also rejected assertions by Iraq's former interim prime minister that the country had fallen into civil war. President Bush said he hasn't considered the global war on terrorism in light of Bible prophecy. Asked by a questioner following his speech on the war on terror at the City Club of Cleveland whether the war in Iraq and the rise of terrorism are signs of the apocalypse, the president responded, "The answer is, I haven't really thought of it that way." Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that he approves of talks between the United States and Iranian officials on Iraq, but he warned that the United States must not try to bully Iran. It was the first confirmation that Khamenei, who holds final say on all state matters in Iran, is in favor of such talks. Predictions, what's in store for the future, especially 2006. In a moment, none other than Dr. Lewis Turey joins us on Coast to Coast AM. And thanks for the fast blast of the Bigfoot video. Yep, it's a tough call. It could be somebody running around in a suit. Who knows? Like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Lewis Turey was born and raised in Provence, France in 1976. He graduated from the Royal School of Music in London with the highest distinction. He moved to the United States in 1984 and has since established himself as a successful hypnotherapist, an astropsychologist, and author of many books, and a very powerful motivational speaker. In 1993, he received a metaphysical doctorate from the Progressive Universal Life Church that's based in Sacramento. His notoriety skyrocketed after hundreds of accurate predictions, such as 9/11, the Asian tsunami, Iraq War, SARS, and predictions of major earthquakes that he has made on television and radio. He is a regular guest on Coast to Coast AM, Dr. Lewis Turi. Hello, Dr. Turi. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for letting me, George.
My pleasure. You know, when we last talked, and you had mentioned March 13th, that there would be severe negative energy, all of a sudden in the Midwest, right around that period, give or take a day, we had 113 tornadoes. Never have we seen anything like that. I've got to say, that's negative energy.
Absolutely. And not to forget, of course, that the worst storm that hit Australia on that specific day also is a reflection of the celestial energy turning negative. I'm expecting again next weekend some bad surprise, bad explosion, you know, the same type of energy, but it'll be more on an explosive nature. It could be an earthquake, you know. My type of predictions are just to denunciate a discharge of negative energy three times a month, basically.
We're going to talk about Dr. Turi's predictions this hour on Coast to Coast. I'm going to open up the phone lines at the halfway mark of this hour to give you an opportunity to chat with him. His website, and I want you to know about that now, is drturi.com, and that's drturi.com, where he is making available to you a free download of some information. Doctor, tell us about that.
Yeah, I wrote a book for Asia, and it also involved, of course, the Middle East. The country themselves, the president of those countries, including President Bush and Blair. This book, I want to give it out to your audience because there is still some predictions that needs to be that will pass very soon. And there is also an option for your audience to connect with their own dragon set and tail. I've been asked so many questions about what the dragon is and what it does. So this book has specific tables that would allow them to use and recognize their dragon's head and tail.
Looking at some of your predictions for the not too distant future, you're getting very specific now these days about information about events that are occurring. You're talking about communication and electricity cut off and power blackouts and things. Elaborate on what's happening now. Why this it seems to me very direct now, predictions on events.
Well, basically what's happening here, the same energy that brought the Titanic down, the same energy that brought NASA to his knees with the loss of so many astronauts and me trying so hard to reach those executives, begging them literally not to to launch the shuttle. That energy is coming from a planet called Mercury, a little planet that evolved around the sun real fast, which is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods. And this planet, three times a year, turns what you call retrograde and affects every single moving part, every single electronic component. This is, again, how NASA lost millions of dollars of failed launch with the Mars satellite. A lot of payloads have been wasted, and, of course, the American people are wasting their tax dollars because the mantle snobs are refusing to recognize the power of the stars interacting with the human's affair. So this little planet has been in action, and it produces severe weathers. It produces all sorts of problems. Also, whales, their navigational system gets also confused, so they go towards the beaches instead of going towards the open oceans. This planet literally affects every single other thing three times a year. And in my book, The Moon Power, I give all the specifics and a very specific time that I call supernova windows.
I mean, I'm thinking of just staying home. You're talking about appliances are going to go out, computers, telephones, maybe planes, maybe crashes, maybe even broadcast outlets.
Absolutely. It did happen many, many times in the past when New York lost the entire power. You know, when there is a plane that goes down, there is a reason for it. This is why in my book, Moon Power, I suggest people to purchase their plane ticket at a specific time and to avoid flying. As a matter of fact, I'm expecting a plane crash very soon now. I hope I'm wrong in my prediction, George, you know, because I'm fully aware of the subconscious, which I would love to talk one of these days with you and and make people aware that we are not doomed. What I'm doing is just using the negative energy which is generated from the superconscious in time and space by the majority of people that do not have any cosmic consciousness or an understanding of the force of the subconscious itself.
And I want everybody to know that, you know, you're telling us these things, but you don't particularly enjoy passing on these kinds of predictions to people.
No. I have to reaffirm again that when I do a reading, I recognize within the celestial identity of any of my clients the strengths and the weaknesses of their stars or the location of the dragon, and I push that person in that direction. And if I see something negative, it's like I'm seeing a red light, and I'm going to tell you to slow down and to stop. So much of my work is very, very positive and regenerating in its own right. However, when it comes to predictions, sad enough, people can only remember me if I say something negative and it does happen. But I can also predict good things. But I seem to do that for people that are willing to trust my gift.
Now, you even talk about marine life. Sharks, whales may find themselves beached because of this Mercury retrograde.
Well, you know, during the old days, you didn't have a computer, so the only way, the means of communication was to use pigeons. And when Mercury was retrograde, those pigeons were either shot by the German or were just getting lost. Pigeons have their inborn computers. They know exactly when and where to go. And then, of course, scientists try to find a plausible, logical way to how birds navigate. But it's all coming from this planet. You know, you have to understand that your mind is nothing else than a computer itself, which is reacting to the outside stimuli produced by the universal scheme of things. But how many people out there do understand the celestial mechanics? I guess Einstein did. That's why he loved astrology and supported it.
It's
a matter of education. Ignorance is evil. Knowledge is power, George.
We get a lot of new people listening to the program, Dr. Turi, every day, every week. And some people are tuning in now going, who is Dr. Lewis Turi? So take just a few moments and kind of explain to them who you are.
Well, I'm just a normal, regular guy with a gift that was inborn and that was stimulated the following four UFOs experiences. And again, as mentioned in your show, this type of experience is extraordinarily, first of all, it's very personal. And anyone listening to your show has the right to be skeptical because they could think, I'm a nutcase or something. But the fact of the matter, I am a real actor. UFOs and flying saucers are very real. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind because we are not dealing with the lights somewhere on the track. Stratosphere there. We are dealing with a spaceship 30 feet above my head and me going inside, and we're dealing about experiences that are extraordinarily real and very dramatic. The downloading that I had in August 11, 1991 was very real. Before that, I was not into the stars. I was literally sucked into this entire deal. It's like a mission that I have to do, and I'm very concerned to pass it on to the world because it is totally against the law to be unaware of the regulation. You would never dream to go out there shopping and to forget stopping at a red light or the stop sign in the street. You have to respect the laws of man. Chances are that in the name of ignorance, if you don't understand the laws of the universe, you're going to mess those laws and then you're going to pay the penalty. My job is to bring up that cosmic consciousness and make people aware that they can handle the force of the universe and we are not doomed. Forget about religion. Forget about anything that is promising the apocalyptic time. We have power, and it all starts by understanding our relationship with the divine and handling the force of our subconscious and the superconscious in time and space.
A few months ago when we taped the television program, Dr. Turi was one of our guests, one of our psychics, one of our predictors. And during that interview, you could hear the hush in the studio in Los Angeles with the camera people and the writers and the producers when he was talking to me about events that would occur not only for 2006, but well into the future. I mean, they just stopped. There was a hush. Tell us a little bit, Doctor, if you can, about some of the events that will occur, not only just this year, but those events that you see out there a few years from now.
Well, 2012, first of all, marks the beginning of the end of stupidity, if I may use that word. I have a problem with ignorance and stupidity. I'm so sorry. I do not go for the codification of thought for religious material that makes us doomed and because of a nasty God which is upset about us. There is much more to that, much more to it. What I see after the year 2012 is a brand new consciousness and interaction with an extraterrestrial, a better understanding of our relationship with universal laws outside of those generated by mankind follies and religious dogmatic teachings. As a matter of fact, right now as I'm speaking to you, the entire world is going through a full restructure of its philosophical and religious values. That's why the most advanced country in the world, the United States, is at war with the Middle East, which is a very religious area. So the age of Pisces and the age of Aquarius battle is already started. And what I see during those time is also a much better understanding of how the human psyche interact with the scheme of things, with the celestial energies. It's all about energy, and also much more work will be done by the new generation, which possess a very advanced UCI. UCI, of course, stands for Unique Celestial Identity. I'm getting a lot of emails from kids, anything from 15 years old to 23 to 25, this generation are totally starved for cosmic consciousness. They will not react to anything that is religious. They perceive intuitively that there is much more than what their government or their church, by controlling the information, have forced them to accept as reality. So I can see a better understanding of the forces of the subconscious, realizing that, as I said earlier, we are not doomed, and much more work will be done to turn around the negative thought process which has plagued this world last 2,000 years. Slowly but surely, mankind is becoming more and more aware that he was made at the image of God and is creating his reality on a daily basis. You know, I could give you an example real fast if I have time, George.
Sure, please. Yes, you do.
If I can point out to the audience the power of the subconscious, now they would understand to a much a broad way the power of the superconscious in time and space. When I was a child, my mother and my stepfather used to scream at each other all the time. I was barely 11 years old, and I used to say to them, please, is there any way as adults you could communicate instead of screaming? So I was making a wish inside of me to stop hearing this, you know, the adults. Mm-hmm. And then one day I woke up with some serious earache and some discharge coming from both of my ears. My mom took me to the doctor. The doctor immediately sent me to the emergency room. They looked at me out there. They stuffed me with 8,000 units of penicillin trying to stop the infection coming from my ears. And then after a week, the doctor says to my mom, Louis does not react to anything. There's nothing we can do to stop the infection. He's going to get blind. His brain's going to be swollen.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just about to die. And he said, okay, do you want to keep him here or do you want to take it home? My mom said, okay, let's take it home. But my mom didn't want me to die with the rest of my brothers and family. We are eight in the family. So she took me straight to grandma. Guess what, George? Grandma lives in the farm, and grandma never, ever raises a voice. Do you know what that means? That means that immediately I start the healing process. And to this day, the doctors are still scratching their big head, wondering why I'm not dead. As a child, you have no filter between you and your subconscious. I made the subconscious. Your subconscious does not know the difference between the fear or the wishes. And it will take it textually. Your subconscious will do anything and everything that it can to bring about your wish. I was making a wish to not to be able to hear my parents. And my subconscious made me impaired. And that is why it's very important for any mother not to poison the psyche of their children with, you're going to go to hell, because this is what produces rapists and serial killers in the long run. Now, that is just in my case. I have example like this for my patient that come here. This lady, she come the other day. She said, Dr. Chury, I'm going to die. I have cancer. I'm so scared. Could you please help me? She walked in my office, and she had a huge, huge lump on the lower abdomen. I brought her into my room. I hypnotize her, and I ask her two questions. The first one was, you tell me what was your most beautiful moment. And she tells me, my My most beautiful moment is when me and my boyfriend, we discussed the baby I was going to have with him. And I saw myself being pregnant. I saw him, saw the baby. I was so happy. And then I stopped her and I said, okay, now you tell me what was the most terrible thought you had after that. And then she goes, and you could see her face literally turning to red. She started to cry. She said, he left me and I would never have his children. I used my pendulum. Immediately I realized he was negative. I walked around. And I said, you can go through surgery, you have no cancer. What happened is she made a subconscious wish to get pregnant, and she built this amount of fat on the lower abdomen. I would tell you a story like this nonstop, George, to tell you how much I become more and more aware of the power of the subconscious.
One would think, Lewis, that it was a miracle. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Our special guest, Dr. Lewis Turi, will open up the phone lines now as well. Well, we're talking about the April issue of the After Dark newsletter. It's full of Alex Jones material. If you want to pick that up, call 1-888-727-5505. You can also go online, coasttocoastam.com. With your subscription, you get 14 issues for the price of 12. So they throw in 2 free months for you. But it'll probably start for you with the April edition. And then there's a lot of information there about Alex Jones. Take advantage of it. After Dark. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie with your calls and Dr. Lewis Turi. Dr. Turi, let's also get into, if you can, some more specific predictions for the end of 2006, if you can, and then we'll go right to the calls.
Well, okay. Now, first of all, I can only repeat myself, George. As I did in your show, I gave the dates of the maximum negative energy. Energy can only be destructive and translate into anything. I don't predict anything, sad enough. I just know that history repeats itself. I know the weather pattern has also a specific way of returning, and I know when this energy will translate into a very devastating weather pattern that could translate into a hurricane, a typhoon. I give these dates of the 18th on your show. The next thing you know, Australia get hit, exactly yes. Where I was, with a tremendous typhoon. And so this the only thing I can give you is the windows and the timing so that you don't take chance during those days. And it's very difficult to be very, very precise in any form of predictions. And all that I did so far is to give you the timing, and the timing has been correct. And that, I think, is much better than what USGS can do, or the weather system, the National Weather Service can do.
With negative energy, can they ever be good events that occur to us?
Well, you know, same old story. You know, now that New Orleans has been completely hurt and destroyed, New Orleans will be rebuilt stronger and better. There is always good in bad and bad in good. And that's the law of equality. That's the law of balance, the yin and yang, if you want to put it this way. The only thing I can tell you is that before things get better, it's got to get worse, as simple as that. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to know that we are going through some drastic, tremendous changes. And all that mankind is suffering physically, as incredible as it may seem, mankind, through the superconscious in time and space, is creating it. Anything and everything you want to draw came your way and will always come your way. It's pretty much what the Bible says. You have been made in the image of God. You like it or not, you know it or not, you have the essence of creation. The general pattern of mankind's thought process is very negative, and that has been steered last 2,000 years with all sorts of religions. You got 875 different religions out there, and every one of them point out to apocalyptic time. This is pretty much like what happened in Australia. You have to understand a lot of people in Asia, a lot of people all over the world, and especially people along the coastline in Australia, was wondering, oh my gosh, am I going to suffer a hurricane? Are we going to have a problem like it's happening everywhere in the world? Guess what? A magnet will not attract a piece of wood. Your thoughts are nothing else than your future, or the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought. So when you have millions of people mishandling the superconscious in time and space, you are using the negative energy, you are guiding the negative energy, and this negative energy translates into the disaster. We need to turn the thought process of mankind on a positive way. There is such a thing of a compass pointing out the North Pole, the true pole. It's going north. Okay, and it's mathematics, is logic, and in time and space, things have to switch.
Sure.
And this is where we're at. Slowly but surely, mankind is realizing that he has the power. I'm sure, George, you always wanted to be on the radio. You had that sense for a long time inside of your heart. If not, you wouldn't be right now broadcast into the world. And it's
Excuse me? That's true. No, that's true. I always wanted to be in the media, always, all my life.
Well, and that's the thought process that you generate through your subconscious. You attract the people, you have attracted the situation, and the superconscious brought you to where you're at. So in other words, when you look at it, you are your own limitation. And well, now we are talking about a huge scale here. You're talking about mankind. You're talking about billions of people on this earth that are thinking on a daily basis because of the media, because of the religious apocalyptic teaching. The thought process is geared towards a tremendous negativity. It's like a wild train going the wrong way. And here I am every single day trying to make people aware. I understand this energy. I'm using that energy. Anyone can do it. I'm going to be going to Hawaii to teach my course in June. I am going to be teaching the power of the subconscious and the superconscious in time and space. Anyone can do it. It's just a matter of education. And mankind is just like a baby about to turn around the year 2012. The way technology is moving, the way things are going, I'll call it the quickening, is due to this incredible planet called Uranus into the sign of Pisces, which is accelerating everything at the speed of light. In the next 10 to 20 years from now, you have the technology that will be there will be just phenomenal. As I said in your show, I trust mankind intelligence to be able to build car where we could use cold fusion so we don't have to earth the atmosphere and burn the ozone layer. We could turn everything around. It's just a matter of education, and we're going there slowly but surely, George.
Very positive. First time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Lewis Turi on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Julia from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hi, Julia. Go ahead, please.
And I want to thank you both. Dr. Turi, I've been scanning your website while I was listening. My question, I just recently, well, in the last 10 years, have been studying metaphysics myself, and I came across an idea that we all have charts that we came in with. But when I heard you say that, you know, you could help people if they come to you, you know, avoid like plane crashes and stuff like that, I was wondering, how does that play in with a person's chart if, in fact, we do have those charts? How can we change a chart?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that the power of God in you is much stronger than your chart. The problem is if you do not know that the light is red or there is a stop sign, and if you don't know how to read the sign, you're going to pay the price. You're going to hurt yourself. So regardless of what chart you were born with, which is usually a karmic chart, also you will attract the family members, especially tend to be your worst enemy most of the time. They are following you from previous past life. It's a matter of education, of understanding your dragon's head. If you follow your dragon's head, it's an upside-down funnel of success. The money, the effort, the time you're putting on your dragon's head will pay off. On the other hand, if you dig on your tail of the dragon, you're going to waste your time. You could even lose your life in the process. I have this 500-page book that's called The Power of the Dragon. It elaborates on all the dragon. As a matter of fact, if you downloaded the book that I offered to the audience through a George show tonight, you can find you on a dragon, and you want to watch the head and stay there. So it's all about your will and your education.
All right, good. Thank you for that. Wild Card Line, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George?
Yes, sir. Hi.
This is Mike. I'm calling you from St. Joe, Missouri.
Okay, Mike. Sure.
And this is the first time I've called. I've been listening since about 92 when Art Bell first came on. from on Kansas City. And this is the first time I've called, but the reason I'm calling is for Dr. Torrey. And the reason I'm calling is that there's a newsletter I got about a month ago. And the reason I'm calling is because in this letter, this guy had had a dream, and he was over in Romania, and two other guys. I mean, he had lived in California for about 10 years. And anyhow, these two other guys had the same dream. And what they saw, all three of them saw the Golden Gate Bridge collapse, like a great earthquake was going to hit in Northern California. And they didn't even know where it was. But this one guy did. He lived in New Orleans. California.
Well, Mike, let me cut you off right away. You know, this is the type of thought you want to avoid, because now that you have generated that thought, you throw this idea out there in the air, and you are tapping on the superconscious in time and space to use one of my windows when this negative energy will be strong enough to break the bridge in two, either through an earthquake or through a terrorist act or whatever. This is what I was trying to do. You've got to be very careful of what you hear. You know, you can only relate to me because of your education, of your experiences, or your own stars, for that matter. And I'm telling you, this type of thought should not be nurtured. And there's a lot of people out there that do that subconsciously, pretty much like any form of religion, promising hell and evil if you don't do the right thing. This is what I'm trying to make people aware, to stop that negative thought process and reverse the current from negative to positive. It's going to take a few years before mine can acknowledge this power, but it will be there, and it will be accelerated after the year 2012.
So you're saying, Lewis, that people shouldn't be running around saying things like, oh, my God, the sky is falling. We're all in trouble. We're all going to die.
That's correct. If you've got to say something negative, you have to counteract it immediately with something positive so that you don't leave the energy unbalanced. So especially, you know, when you're in a position where you can reach a lot of people, that makes you even more responsible. And there is no karma coming to that person, because the mic is totally unaware of the force of the subconscious or the superconscious interacting in the human affair. At that point, his vibrations are not high enough for him to attract that karma. But I hope he heard me and will go against, in his own right, in his own thought, in his own prayer, against anything that could affect or damage the Golden Bridge.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Your turn. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Vicki. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
On my question, I've had a lot of just negative things coming at me and happening to me, just weird, odd things constantly coming towards me, and I don't know if it's something that I'm doing.
Well, first of all, if you heard me earlier, the future is the reincarnation of the thought. The way you have said to me, oh, things are negative and things are happening to me. Honey, you believed yourself. And you have now magnetized yourself as a very negative target. You should do a Kabbalistic candle ritual. Email me, and I'm going to send that to you so you can remove all the negative energy around you. Maybe you also live in a house where somebody died or somebody had a lot of fight. Now, all this negative energy is bouncing back on you. There is so many factors that could bring that negative energy and magnetize you the wrong way. You need to clear off everything and start with your thoughts.
I definitely have tried, you know, and I am a very positive person. In fact, over my bed it says, change your thoughts and you can change your world. I wholeheartedly believe
correct.
In that.
Just tell me the month you were born real fast.
September.
Yeah, okay. You think and you talk like a Scorpio. Your third house is regulated by the sign of Scorpio, which has a stinger. The stinger is the message of your thought process turning you into that negative energy. You could be sarcastic when you get upset. You got to be careful. Your thoughts are like a laser beam. They are going to go in time and space, and they're going to reach your future. Being a Scorpio in your third house of communication and thinking process, you have the power. And all Virgos have this power, and naturally, you need to bring up your cosmic consciousness. You need to read about Virgo through astral psychology and understand your thinking process and correct it.
Okay, great. Now, what did you say to email you for what was that?
You just asked for the candle. It's a Kabbalistic candle ritual. It's something that you do. It's very simple and it's very safe, and it removes all the negative energy from your home or yourself.
Lewis, how do you feel about using mass consciousness to try to do something good, to promote something good, to stop weather and things like that.
This is what I'm trying to do. But people are not yet fully aware of it. You know, you have to repeat yourself a few times before people can really understand. But once you have been, let's say if you've been smoking for the last 30 years, you're not going to be able to stop in 5 minutes because you're doing the same thing and you expect the world to change. It doesn't work that way. You need to change your thought within your own self to be able to change the rest of the story. It's a process that needs to be understood by the masses, and the mass is not yet just yet there. But I'm working hard at it, and I'll make my point sooner or later.
But it should be organized by someone like you who understands how to harness it,
well,
as opposed to people who are amateurs.
Well, it's like everything. I mean, you know, you're there to pass on your gift to the world. I'm here to pass on mine. And if it wasn't for you or people like Abel, there is no way that this message could be passed out. But the forces of evil or negativity are as strong as the forces of positivity. Now, you could have a guest after me, which is going to be a promoter of the apocalyptic time and start to ingest a lot of negative energy into the superconscious in time and space, creating more power to me, because I know how to harness it when I use my predictions, for example.
You remind me of someone that if you were out in the middle of a thunderstorm, there'd be lightning bolts all around you, but they'd never hit you.
No, it's a form of protection. Absolutely. You know, you probably heard of a 120-pound lady's child, you know, by accident running under a car. That lady will pull up this car, and you heard of that story.
Yes.
You know, you have absolutely no idea of the power we possess within ourselves. But the problem is, as I said, people expect changes, but they are not willing to make the change within the core of their own soul. And that's where the problems start.
We might have time for one more last quick question. Wildcard line, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Jason from Tennessee.
Hi, Jason. Only got about a minute and a half for you, so give it your best shot.
Okay. How do you feel about the crystal skulls help healing people?
Oh, I don't understand this language.
About crystal skulls, Lewis.
Well, you know, I handle crystal myself, too. I do have a lot of crystal skulls. You can see them on my website. And there is people who manufacture them. There is a Tibetan that was able to produce them. You know, there is all sorts of views about the crystal skulls. I'm not into crystal skulls per se, but I'm using the crystal's power to channel negative energy out of people's chakras and to heal them away from any disease, cancer, or anything else for that matter, using homeopathic healing in crystals. So I cannot really give you more information on the crystals per se. I'm sorry.
Okay, Lewis, you know, we are going to monitor your dates on energy, because they've been pretty uncanny. I got to tell you, it is very strange.
Well, just be aware next weekend, because this is where I see explosion, I see earthquakes, and big surprise next weekend.
This weekend
coming.
All right, very good. Lewis, thank you so much once again for being on Coast to Coast.
My pleasure, George. Good night, America.
Dr. Lewis Turi, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, drturi.com, next weekend, indeed. As a matter of fact, next weekend, I'm going to be doing Sunday's show for Art. He's taking a couple weekends off. I'll be doing the next two Sundays, as a matter of fact, and I'll have a further schedule for you the end of this week for Saturday and how that's going to work out for you as well. Stick with us, because in a moment, our special guest will be Robert Temple. He has written a number of books, but two of them are absolutely staggering. The Sirius Mystery, about the tribe in Africa that knew things about the Sirius star system way before even astronomers did, and then The Oracles of the Dead, Hades. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.